For SearchSecurity.com, I'm Bill Brenner. You're listening to our Security Wire Weekly podcast for February 6th, 2008. This week, I talked to researchers at Sunbelt Software and Message Labs about a disturbing increase in search engine spam. Meanwhile, Microsoft releases Vista SP1 to manufacturing, but users greet that with skepticism. But first, a new study from the Poneman Institute suggests enterprises are having trouble getting a grip on their access management controls. The Poneman Institute and Waltham, Mass.-based access control vendor Avesca recently surveyed 700 IT pros, 74% of whom said that senior management does not understand the risk of inappropriate user access and the resources needed to prevent compliance and business risks. The study suggests employees usually don't have criminal intent, but that employee error resulting from inappropriate access rights often results in increased risk of data exposure. Organizations also seem to be having trouble keeping pace with changing user roles that result from transfers, terminations, or revisions to job responsibilities, the report says. Because business units don't collaborate with security, audit, and compliance teams. Only 57% of those surveyed said such groups in their organizations are working together. Next, Microsoft completes work on the long-awaited Vista Service Pack 1, but users greet the news with skepticism. Among the skeptical is Jeffrey Jarzabik, IT director from Atacha Associates, an Oak Brook Terrace, Illinois firm specializing in architecture, engineering, general contracting, and construction management. He said the release of Vista SP1 will not speed his firm's adoption plans. Others say Vista compatibility issues are a problem still, and a small majority are actually in the process of testing Vista and their environment and are moving forward without the need of a service pack. Mike Nash, corporate vice president of the Windows product management team at Microsoft, announced in the Windows Vista team blog Monday that Windows Vista SP1 had been released to manufacturing, which means it'll start being available to customers in March, starting with Microsoft volume licensing customers. He promised that the service pack will address a lot of the problems that have kept many an IT shop from deploying the latest version of the operating system up to this point. Jarzabik and others have been tracking its progress and have done some testing with it, however, and have found that some key driver and reboot issues still have not been addressed. We'll be back after this message.
Mergers and acquisitions are common in today's rapidly changing business market. And before long, M&A activity will almost certainly have an effect on your organization's enterprise security. Don't be caught by surprise. Start preparing today by checking out SearchSecurity.com's Corporate Mergers and Acquisitions Learning Guide. Experts like Michael Cobb and Ed Skotus offer advice on how to successfully integrate compliance efforts, merge network security policies, defend disparate web application infrastructures, and much more. Master the policy practices and people problems of post-merger security. Check out the Corporate Mergers and Acquisitions Learning Guide today. Visit SearchSecurity.com and search for Mergers and Acquisitions. You'll be glad you did.
Search engine rankings are an obsession for media outlets eager for their content to appear at the top of the heap. According to some researchers, however, it's also becoming important to the spammers. The trend is reflected in Message Lab's threat report for January, which tracks malicious activity targeting the vendor's corporate clients. The report shows the bad guys increasingly using search engine spam to sneak their handiwork past traditional spam filters and blacklists most enterprises have come to rely on. Message Labs found this technique accounted for 17% of the spam it detected in January. I recently spoke to Message Labs chief security analyst Mark Sunner and Sunbelt software researcher Adam Thomas about this growing problem. First, my discussion with Sunner.
Talk about how what you're seeing differs from, let's say, this time last year, and describe the exact nature of the spam you're seeing as far as the types of tricks that they're using to rope people in.
Okay, so what we're essentially seeing now is as opposed to a link which is pointing to somewhere that either may contain malicious content or may contain spam content or possibly even a phishing site, where obviously those kind of things that were used to be linked directly, even though they're hosted on compromised sites, those links inevitably make their way into people's blacklists, obviously provided by various security entities, or indeed the browser plugins that are available for Internet Explorer or Firefox are also... go ahead, sorry?
Nope, that's okay. Go ahead.
Are basically able to... are building up databases of known malicious links. So what's new, as opposed to, you know, that's the way these things used to be blasted about, it's just sort of sending the URLs that were rapidly changing, is now the real URL is essentially being obfuscated by what is a search string that's going to automatically reveal the results. And so what you've got is it's essentially embedded either a sort of Google or a Yahoo search, but very specifically targeting a very sort of precise domain name with some precise criteria that are obviously going to, you know, find what the bad guys are after, and then automatically pull up what will essentially be at the top of the search. So it's essentially just a way of kind of obfuscating the real URL, and by doing that, getting around or sort of bypassing the sort of blacklist type mechanism.
And here's what Thomas had to say.
In November, I guess it was, time flies, actually, I was the one who stumbled across this, and basically, I was doing a search for a firmware upgrade for a wireless router I had, and I went to Google and I typed in my search query, and back came the results, and I noticed that a lot of the results just didn't quite look right. And being the researcher I am, went ahead and started to investigate this a little bit. Mm-hmm. And, what we found out was that attackers or the bad guys were starting this massive campaign to poison Google and Yahoo and whatever else search engine results with malicious links.
Have you seen, does it appear to have, have you seen increased incidence of this in your ongoing research, or does it seem to have leveled off any?
Well, that's a good question. When we, first went public with this back in November, Google did a great job of cleaning up the malicious links that we reported to them.
Mm-hmm.
And as I predicted, predicted, you know, that wasn't going to be the end of it. And, you know, sure enough, it's not the end of it.
Because the bad guys adjust their tactics and just keep putting more of these sites up.
Yeah, and, you know, we're kind of hoping that, you know, Google and Yahoo or whatnot would be able to keep up with this, but they haven't been able to.
And that'll do it for this week. Remember, the latest information security news is always available as it breaks on our news page at searchsecurity.com/news. And you can always catch our Security Wire weekly podcasts featuring summaries of the latest news and interviews with security professionals at searchsecurity.com/podcast. Again, I'm Bill Brenner. As always, thanks for listening.